Saga Egmont presents Death by the River by Valentina Morelli, translated from German by Edward Maltby and read by Sarah Alexander. 1. And you think you'll find what you're looking for here?
If not here, then where? But it really wasn't necessary for you to accompany me, Sister Isabella.
Matteo gave her a quick sideways glance and wondered once again how the sister managed not to melt when wrapped in this heavy fabric. It was early afternoon, and the sun was beating down on them remorselessly. Matteo was just glad this was his day off, and he didn't have to squeeze into his carabiniere uniform. In temperatures like these, well above 30 degrees, there was nothing like Bermuda shorts and the baggiest shirt in his wardrobe. He was already missing the air conditioning in his Lancia, but Isabella had insisted on walking the last part of the way. Their destination was close to the bank of the Serchio and offered magnificent views of the vast green fields that rose in rolling hills. As beautiful as the view was, the walk was exhausting. Matteo could imagine more pleasant things to be doing than hiking through the middle of nowhere in this kind of heat. Especially since the beauty wasn't all around them, but still far off in the distance. But who was he to defy the will of a nun? The path to the junkyard led them over an unpaved road, from which loamy dust swirled at their every step. This area was a blot on the landscape outside the tranquil village of Santa Caterina, where a few construction companies had set up shop in the post-war period, half of which had already gone bust.
My God! I'm jittery as a child on Christmas Eve. If we really get that pot there, I could put it in today.
He threw Isabella a bright smile, but it wasn't returned. Instead, Isabella paused in her movement and stared ahead. Matteo followed her gaze and was given a start. He had been so lost in thought that he had missed someone crossing their path. This someone was a huge dog, bearing down on them.
No, Matteo corrected himself. That's more like a calf than a dog. The beast was charging at them. Quick, sister, get behind me, I'll protect you.
Bravely, Matteo jumped in front of Isabella and stretched out his arms.
Off, he shouted at the monster. Down!
It was much bigger than a calf.
Matteo, really?
He heard Isabella's tender voice at his back. She didn't sound scared at all. On the contrary, rather amused.
Why, it's Caesar.
When Matteo had got over his moment of shock, it was clear to him he wasn't looking at an escaped demon. The beast, with its brown and white fur, which was now slobbering all over them, certainly was massive. It was a full-grown Saint Bernard with paws as big as children's hands. Looking at this hound with its vast head and jaws, he couldn't help but be reminded of the Stephen King film Cujo. The resemblance was there, only this dog was tame. Matteo knew that because he had met Caesar many times before. All the same, he tensed his arms and avoided looking the dog directly in the eye as it sniffed him. The dog's wet snout touched his bare calves, and he let out a little squeal.
Caesar, here!
A deep voice called out.
Don't worry, he won't do anything. He just wants to play. I see.
Matteo saw the speaker appear from around the corner of a hedge with leisurely steps. He clapped his hands loudly. The dog obeyed at once and ran back to him. Matteo recognized the man immediately and couldn't suppress a grin. Gaetano was unmistakable, with the greying full beard, the frayed straw hat, and the faded red linen trousers that were too long and hung over his sandals.
What are you doing here? I didn't even know you were back in the area.
He answered them with an open-hearted smile.
A man like me is always exactly where he wants to be.
When Gaetano stepped closer, Matteo saw he was again wearing his floral white...